David Axelrod is the political strategist who helped President Obama get elected twice. His new autobiography is called Believer, My 40 Years in Politics. Axelrod already has a successful career as a political journalist and consultant when he met Barack Obama in 1992. Axelrod told Ross Reynolds why he wasn't humming Hail to the Chief at that first meeting.
Well, I was asked to meet with him by a friend in Chicago who was impressed by him and told me that she thought he could be the first black president. And that's why I wrote that I wasn't humming Hail to the Chief. But I was really impressed by him. And I was impressed by him because he actually had just come back from Harvard Law School. And there he was president of the Harvard Law Review. And he could have written his ticket at any corporation or law firm in America. And instead, he chose to come back to Chicago to work on a voter registration drive and work for a small civil rights firm. And, you know, my view, Ross, of politics is that the world of politics divides into two categories, one more numerous than the other. The first is people who run for office because they want to be something is why they run. But the smaller group wants to do something. And he seemed to be a guy who was looking forward to public service as a way of doing things for the world beyond himself. And I admired that.
The rise of Barack Obama from the Illinois State Senate to the President of the United States in just 4 short years is just extraordinary, an extraordinary political success story. But you do write that Barack Obama did have weaknesses as a candidate. What were they?
At first, when I started working with him when he ran for the State Senate, he tended to talk over people's heads. He would call me every night from the road and tell me these compelling stories about people he met and how they moved him. I finally had to grab him and say, you know, you ought to talk. That'll be part of what you're talking about on the road. And he incorporated those things. I also, you know, when he decided to run for president, I was very blunt with him. And I said two things. I said, I don't know if you're pathological enough to run for president, in the sense that a lot of the other people who I'd worked with and I knew who were running were people who I felt would pull themselves out of bed at 4 in the morning every day because they had to be president. And I never sensed that in Obama. And he acknowledged that. And he said, you know, being Barack Obama is not a bad gig in and of itself. And I love my family and I like being with my friends. But he said, if you're going to do public service, then you ought to want to do it at the highest possible level where you can have the greatest impact. And if I get in, I'll be competitive. I'm a competitive person, and that I knew, and I'm not getting in to lose. And that all proved out, but it wasn't the truth is, as I wrote in the book, the first 6 months or so, he wasn't all that good a candidate. His speeches were meandering. His mood was bad. He missed his family. He was badly beaten in an early debate on health care in Nevada with Hillary Clinton and John Edwards. He challenged himself along the way to become a better candidate.
A standard issue critique of Barack Obama's presidency is that he spent too much time trying to reach across the aisle and getting kicked in the face every time when he should have perhaps gone in a more partisan direction early on. What do you think about that critique?
He ran a whole campaign on the premise that we needed to that we needed to break the gridlock and find ways to work together to solve the big problems facing the country. And so it would have been a real betrayal of that campaign to not make the effort. Now, what happened was we came to office at a time of maximum crisis for the country, not just 2 wars, but an epic economic crisis. And the Republican Party made a very, very cynical but shrewd calculation, which is we had swept in these large Democratic majorities and they were going to let us fend with these problems ourselves so that they could run against us for having to make a series of decisions, each of which were as unpopular as they were necessary to pull the country out of the situation we were in. And they knew that the economy would take time to heal. And so they were going to withdraw any support. And in so doing, they knew that they were going to make the president a more partisan figure. They wanted the president to be a more partisan figure because they thought that would make him easier to defeat. Despite all that, I think you have to be measured by what you actually have done. And, you know, I look at the Obama presidency and I see a guy who led the country through the greatest economic crisis since the Great Depression, who saved the American auto industry, who spawned an American clean energy industry, who passed and enacted through various actions environmental advances that have made the first serious effort toward dealing with climate change. He passed financial reform. And, of course, he passed a health reform that had eluded seven other presidents.
He's going to be relatively young, in his mid-50s, when he leaves the White House after two terms. What do you think Barack Obama will do next?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because when we were talking about whether he should run for president, one of the attractions of running when he did was that he would still have, you know, God willing, many years ahead of him when he left the White House. I think one thing you can be sure of is that he's going to write, because he's a superb writer, and I think you can expect one of the great autobiographies any president has ever written.
David Axelrod's new memoir is called Believer, My 40 Years in Politics. Here we are back in the presidential season again. How would you evaluate Jeb Bush's first steps towards a presidential campaign?
There have been, as in every campaign, a few steps forward and some back. I guess I haven't seen the text. I guess he's getting some mixed reviews on his foreign policy speech yesterday. That's the nature of these campaigns, and he's had a couple of stumbles. But on the whole, you know, I think he's positioned himself well. The real question for Jeb Bush is, can you maintain support for issues like immigration reform and education reform and be nominated in the Republican Party? And I think that's a very open question as to whether that will happen. In the past two elections, we've had center-right Republicans who have essentially made Faustian bargains with the right wing of the party in order to be the nominees, thus making themselves unelectable in the general election. And he seems intent on not doing that, but it's not at all clear that that's a successful strategy to win the nomination. I think he'll have far more resources than anyone else, and the advantage of someone who's been close to the process for a long time. But presidential politics, Ross, is a series of tests, and you never know how people are going to perform until they face the rigors of the campaign day in and day out, and we'll see.
And what are the challenges facing Hillary Clinton, the presumptive nominee back in 2008, and once again the presumptive nominee? What does she have to do?
Well, I think the big challenge she faces is, can she avoid some of the mistakes she made last time? I've said before that the problem last time was her candidacy got out in front of the rationale for it, and she was kind of cloaked in this presumption of inevitability that left her very cautious and unrevealing. Only after we won the Iowa caucuses did she become a much more connecting, visceral candidate. She threw caution to the wind, and she spoke to people's struggles and exposed some of her own vulnerabilities and was a much more compelling candidate. If she is that candidate, and if she can articulate a vision for the future that that speaks to the American people, particularly around these economic issues, I think she has a great opportunity to win not just the nomination but the presidency.
David Axelrod is the political strategist who helped President Obama get elected twice. He spoke with Ross Reynolds. Axelrod's new biography is Believer, My 40 Years in Politics.